Unit 4. Students on Ice.
Welcome, everybody. Today we talk about Students on Ice, which is a popular organization offering unique expeditions for teenagers to the Antarctic and the Arctic. The main aim of these extraordinary trips is to make teenagers more aware of our planet. I'm so happy to welcome two teenagers who took part in such an expedition. Good afternoon, Andrew, Susanna. How are you?
Hello, thanks for inviting us.
Hello.
We can't wait to hear the incredible stories about your trips. Andrew, would you like to share your story with us first?
Well, last summer, I went on a journey to Canada's Arctic with Students on Ice. When I left Calgary, I wondered what I would find, what I would learn, and who I would meet. But when I first met the group of students, scientists, and expedition leaders, I knew that I didn't have anything to worry about. The group was amazingly nice, and I was soon a part of a big, lovely family setting out on an amazing adventure. When we reached the Arctic, I was completely overwhelmed by its beauty, and my senses were immediately shocked awake.
Wow, I can imagine. What were the most memorable moments of the expedition?
I stood on the deck of the Polar Star and saw countless huge icebergs, 12 polar bears, and mountainous islands. I flew over gigantic glaciers and stood on the frozen Arctic Ocean, where polar bears walk in search of seal holes and patiently wait for a meal.
What did you learn?
I learned that polar bears are successful only one out of every 20 hunting attempts. I learned that if the Greenland ice cap melted, the world's water level would rise 22 feet and land in cities would be flooded. I also realized that the Arctic and its inhabitants are being threatened by pollution and global warming. Our expedition leader told us that icebergs are broken off parts of glaciers and that 7/8 of each iceberg is submerged underwater. Every day I experienced a new adventure. I talked with well-known scientists, hiked up steep mountains, and flew over riverbeds. I made good friends with people from different parts of North America.
Andrew, what did you get out of the expedition?
The trip was unbelievably exciting. I learned more about our environment, and particularly how interesting the Arctic is and why it is so important to take care of it. The Arctic is a land of incredible beauty which needs to be preserved. My trip with Students on Ice has made me more aware of trying to ensure that I don't leave negative or harmful footprints on either Earth or its people.
Thank you, Andrew. That was really interesting. Let's now listen to Susanna, who was also taking part in an expedition. Susanna, would you like to tell us your story?
It was last August when I went on the most thrilling trip of my life. Finally, after working extremely hard during the months before, I'd managed to save enough money to afford the trip to the Canadian Arctic.
Ah, okay. Was that all worth it?
By the end of the first day, all my hard work was repaid in smiles, memories, and new friends. Our expedition leader said that this wasn't going to be a simple holiday trip, and he was so right. We did more than just play Inuit games and swim in 1 degree water. We set out on a scientific expedition.
What did you learn?
We attended two or more lectures a day. I learned a lot about everything from bird migration to ice flows and everything in between. After 2 weeks in the Arctic on the icebreaker Polar Star, I learned more than I've ever learned in all my years of high school. Have you ever seen the beauty of a polar bear in its natural surroundings? Have you heard a scared walrus calling out to its young? Finally, did you know that during the Arctic summer, they don't even have snow? Lots of mud and tons of ice, but very little snow.
Why should other teenagers also take part in such trips?
Well, some might say, who really needs to know all that stuff? A couple of months ago, I might have said the same thing, but now the little things I've learned are what makes life worth living. They're the reasons why we need to take care of our planet and one another. People talk about climate change, but I don't think they truly understand how important it really is. If temperatures keep rising, it's not more than a heat wave for us, but to the Arctic animals, it's the melting of their homes, and to the Inuit, an end to their traditional way of living.
Thank you, Susanna and Andrew, for telling us something about your trips. I really enjoyed listening. If you are interested in an adventure to the Canadian Arctic, check www.studentsonice.com.